Hi, Sean. How are you?
Hello. I'm good. Thank you.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. Happy Friday. My name is Nadine.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. I'm one of the specialists in the department. I take care of pricing and details for your area, Sean, and I know that you were speaking with Mike, my representative, and he's been explaining the basics of our program. So I'm reading the notes. Now, Sean, he mentioned that this business is a year, right, that you've been in business?
Yes.
Congratulations. So I believe you mentioned to him you were working for someone else, and then now you want to work for yourself, right? Start your own company.
Yes. That's
beautiful.
True.
So the business the business name is Sean's Hardwood Floor and Handyman Services. That's the name of your company?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I'm just taking a look here. And what is the zip code where you're based out of?
30047.
30047. Let me take a look here, okay? I'm just looking at some things. So you're actually... So that's, well, it comes up as Lilburn, Georgia. There's Arrowwind and Mountain Park, Georgia.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So it's in Gwinnett County, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Excuse me.
And it looks like you're doing, bless you, it looks like you're doing just residential jobs and you're targeting about a 30-mile radius. For potential clients?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
What type of marketing are you currently doing now, Sean, for the business? How are you generating more customers right now? Oh, nothing. Okay.
I have nothing yet.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, this is going to be great. Now, I wanted to ask you, Sean, so you do all hardwood floors. What other services do you offer that make you money?
I specialize in the installation of hardwood floor refinishing, and besides,
wow.
I do the all kind of like a cabinetry.
Oh, cabinetry
and,
too? Oh, okay.
Yes. And resources of kitchen cabinet.
Oh, wow. Very nice. So a lot of carpentry
work,
would you say? Trim work?
Yes. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Generally, the woodwork, yeah.
Oh, wow. So generally what you do is carpentry. Very nice. That's great. I'm assuming you probably, have you taken photos of some of the work that you've done as well?
I haven't been able to do that yet. I should have done that, but,
That's okay. You've been focusing on your work and getting the business going. All right. Awesome.
Yes.
And so I wanted
it's
to.
So
Okay.
Go ahead, man. Yeah.
Oh, no, it's okay. I was going to ask you, Sean, and I understand you haven't done anything as far as marketing for the business, but I wanted to ask you, do you ever go on Facebook? Like, do you use a personal Facebook page at all?
I try sometime, but it is only on the, like, in the small circle of the, I mean, like a Vietnamese community, you know.
Okay,
so,
that's okay.
That's
okay, but you have a personal Facebook.
It works for me, but it's not enough.
It's
yes,
okay, but you at least have a personal Facebook. Beautiful. So, the reason that I asked you, Sean, is because the package that I wanted to offer you, it includes both Google and Facebook marketing. Okay.
Okay.
It includes both. Now, I wanted to clarify, Sean. So Mike had mentioned that you were going to be creating an account online, right? With us?
Yes.
For Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay, when were you doing that? Do you remember?
About 3 days ago. Days ago.
How do you spell your name? Is it S-H-A-W-N-S? Is that how you spell it?
No, S-E-A-N. I go by from S-E-A-N. Yes.
Okay. I'm going to take a look at something. And this is the only phone number that you use, right?
Yes.
Okay. Awesome. So there's a couple of options for you. The package I wanted to offer you is our Platinum package, okay? What that package would include for you, Sean, is we get you listed on the first page of Google. Mm-hmm. So we create a profile page for you on Google. We get you PIN verified, and we maintain it on the first page. So anytime that someone is searching for, let's say, hardwood floor refinish, installation, kitchen cabinets, carpentry work, woodwork, we make sure that they see your company appear on the first page of Google. They'll click on your phone number, Sean, and they call you directly. So the potential clients are going to be calling you. Now, we also list your company on Bing, and we will build you a business Facebook page. So we're going to build you a Facebook page for your company, and we're going to run Facebook ads. When someone's doing a search there in your area for your services, and they go to Facebook and they're just looking at pictures or stories, they're going to see your ad appear, okay, on their computer, and it shows up on their mobile device. Now, this is going to help you reach more new potential clients, Sean, and we can actually target an audience by interest, income level, or even by location. So when they click on your Facebook ad, they'll call you directly. Okay?
Okay.
Now, we also will list you on other directories that are popular within your area. Directories like Yelp, Yahoo, Yellow Pages, BBB, Chamber of Commerce, and these are just naming a few. And we're also going to include a website for you, Sean. The website, if you don't have pictures now, we'll put stock photos, and then once you have pictures of your work, we're going to add your photos of your work. We'll actually list your services and all the areas that you service, and we're going to attach that website where we list your business. So this way they see the quality work that you do, and they get to learn more about your company. So we're going to build you that website. And then we also will include voice-activated searches, Google Home, Amazon Alexa, Siri. And, Sean, we're going to give you exposure on mobile devices. So if someone's doing a search from their iPhone, from their Android, or if they're doing a search from their tablet, they're going to be able to find your company listed on that first page immediately.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
So the package, it covers all of your bases. All right?
Okay.
Now, for our new in business rate, because you're a new company, that's the rate that I'm going to offer you today. So what you're looking at, Sean, is going to be a flat monthly rate of $299 a month. It comes with a one-time setup fee of $99. So what this does, Sean, is it makes your initial investment to get started today $398. Every month after that, Sean, you're only paying $299 a month. It's a month-to-month program. There's no contracts. And we're not charging you per call or per job. Make sense?
$300 a month.
$300 a month, correct. It's $398 to get started, but every month after that, all you're paying is $299 a month. $299 a month.
I mean, so I need to pay $400 to start with.
$398. If you round it off, yes, $400.
Okay.
Yes. And then every month
and
after
then
that.
After that, $300 a month.
Yes, sir. $299, but I understand you round it off. I do that too. It makes it easier for me. But it'll always be $299. Whether you're with us 6 months or 6 years, Sean, the price is never going to change. Ever. It'll always be $299.
Then how do I pay you?
So the way we get it set up, Sean, is you and I are going to create the account together, and then we're going to go over billing, and you either make payment with credit or debit, and then I'm going to also schedule a client interview for you with one of our technicians so that they can go over the website with you, how you want us to create it. They're going to talk to you about the areas you want to target. They're going to talk to you about the services you want to be listed for. This is where the magic is going to happen, okay? And then from there, we're doing the work. So we'll be sending you notifications, letting you know when you're on the first page of Google, when your website's completed, so you can look at the website in case you have changes that need to be made before it goes live. So we're doing all the work, okay?
Thank you. You know, I'm just a small guy who tried to start up my own business, you know.
Okay.
So, nothing very big here.
Okay.
I work by myself with my son helping me. So I'm not looking at anything very big right now, you know, because I can't manage it. Just a very small business.
So is it the price that's
and
a little, is the price a lot for you right now, Sean?
Yes, I think
okay.
So.
What's a, what's a lot for you?
I'm a little bit discouraged about that.
It's okay. Don't worry. I have other packages. Okay. So let me ask you this, Sean.
Excuse me. I just wonder. Yes, go ahead, man.
Let me ask you this. Okay, because I do have a package that I could offer you, okay, with my credit. So I get a friends and family rate, and I can ask my manager if he'll give me the approval code to give it to you at my rate, okay? Because you are a very new business, and you're just, I mean, really, you're starting out, right? You have no marketing right now for your company. If I can get the approval code, if I can get the approval code from my manager, okay, I can get you started with this package at just $249 a month. That's all you pay, $249 a month. The price doesn't change on you. So you would pay $249 to get started, and every month after that, it's only $249 a month. Would that help you more if I can get you that rate?
Yeah, that sounds better. Like, $249 every month, right?
Yes, correct. Let me ask him really quick. I'm just going to get the approval code from him. So this way I can give it to you at my friends and family rate. Okay? I think
okay,
that would be
okay, okay. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I want to help you, Sean. I'm so excited about you having a new business, and I think this would be a good program for you. So he's just... Okay, I just got the code from him, Sean. Awesome. He gave me the code so I can give it to you at the $249, okay? So let me do this. I'm just putting in the code so that it shows it's $249 a month. See, I'm glad that I was able to help you with that, right? That's
all right,
awesome.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. So, Sean, what's the best email for you? Because this is where we're going to send, like, the website when it's completed so you can review it in case you have changes. And this is where we'll send your receipt. What's your email?
Okay. It's SPANVU0422@gmail.com.
So it's Sean... V as in Victor, U like umbrella. And then it's 0722@gmail.com, right?
No, 04.
Oh, 04. Okay. 0422. Okay. So I'm going to do this, Sean. Right now, what I'm sending you first is I'm sending you two emails. Okay. So the first email that you're going to get from me, and it's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash. So the first email, it's going to say Google and Facebook marketing, okay? It's going to show you, I'm putting that the price is $249 a month, month to month, so that you see you're getting it at that rate, okay?
Okay, okay.
And then it's going to show everything that we're including in the Platinum package, and also the website is included, okay? I included that for you. And then the second email that I'm sending you, Sean, is going to say in the subject, Client Dashboard Analytics. So with our program, you're also going to have what we call a customized tracking and reporting system. So you'll be able to see the calls that you're receiving, how many times you came up in the search results. You can view all of your profiles. And we want you to track your results with us, okay? So I just sent you an example of the report. So those are the two emails that I just sent to you, okay? And then, did you get the emails? Are you on your email?
Yes. Yeah, I got it. I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, so you see it's $249 month to month. I sent that to you, so this way you see that the price doesn't change. It's always going to be $249, whether you're with us for 6 months or 6 years, okay? Because you're getting my friends and family rate, all right? And then, now, Sean, this phone number that we're speaking on, can you also get text messages?
Oh, yes, of course.
Okay, beautiful. So what I'm going to do right now, Sean, is I'm going to send you 3 text messages, okay, to your phone. Let me know when you get all 3. The first text message that you're going to receive, it's going to have my name with my phone number and my extension, okay? I'm the lead on the account, okay? So I just create the account with you. Any changes, though, that you have, questions or concerns, any updates, you're going to contact our customer service department. So I just like to give you my information just so you have it. Okay? It's in the email, too.
Okay.
Now, the second text is going to have the number to customer service. So as I was mentioning, if you ever have a change, you have an update, you have a question or a concern regarding your account, you're going to call customer service.
Okay.
We are always here Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning to 4 in the afternoon, Pacific Standard Time. So you're 3 hours ahead of us. So we're always here for you 10 to 7, Monday through Friday. Okay?
Say it again. Where are you from right now? Where are you
here in California.
3 hours.
We're in California. Yeah, we're 3 hours
California.
Behind you.
Okay.
Yeah, we're 3 hours behind.
Yes, yeah.
So for you, we're always here 10 to 7, okay?
Wow, yeah, okay. You work early,
yeah. Yeah, we work very early. I'm up at 4 o'clock in the morning making breakfast for my husband before I go to work.
Wow. Oh, wow.
It's called the wife duties, the wife duties.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, right now, it's so funny. You mentioned that you're part of the Vietnamese community, right? I was just telling my husband this morning, I think and I'm probably mispronouncing it, but when it rains, because right now we have rain in California, I like eating pho. That's one of my favorites.
That's a good question. Yeah, that's
so
a good
choice. Whenever we're feeling sick, when I've been sick, before, when I was real sick, my cousin, she would DoorDash me pho from one of the Vietnamese restaurants.
Oh, yeah.
Because it helps.
Easy eating one, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, nice.
Now,
nice.
And then I also sent you another text message, Sean, and it has this link to a YouTube video. And the video, Sean, it's about maybe 6 minutes long. I want you to watch the video when you have time, because the video is actually going to show you how you go in to your reports and view your results with us. Okay? So I want to make sure you watch that when you have time. Did you get all 3 text messages?
I got 2 so far.
Okay. The third one should be coming through.
I got 2. Okay.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that the company name, you want it to read as Sean's Hardwood Floor and Handyman Service. Is that correct? That's how you want it to read?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm going to text it to you right now the way I'm writing it. Can you just confirm on the text message that I send you that that's the way you want it to look?
Okay. Okay.
So you should have a total of 4 text messages from me.
It's coming.
Okay, no worries. Take your time. Take your time.
Okay, okay.
I just want to make sure that I type the name correctly, because we want to make sure that your name is exactly the way you want it, the business name, wherever we're listing your company, okay?
Okay.
Did you get the YouTube link one that I sent you? You should have 4.
No, not yet.
Okay.
No, I have 1, 2, 3.
Okay, you got my name and phone number, right? And then you got...
That's 877, what, right?
Yes. And then you got one that... So
okay,
the first one I sent
one.
You was my name, Nadine Medina, with my 877 number and my extension. And then the second one
yes.
should be the customer service number, which is also 877. And then I sent you the link for the YouTube video for the reporting system.
Yes, yes.
And then the last one that you should be receiving will show you how I typed up the company name. So I want to make sure that that's the way you want it written.
Right. Okay, I see it, yeah.
You see it? Okay, tell me if that's how you want me to write it. Exactly like that?
No, hold on.
Okay. If you don't want it to look, if that's not how you want it written, Sean, you can reply to the text message and text me the way you want me to type up the name.
I'm just listening to the introduction to the site.
Uh-huh.
And I don't see the part that's saying thing about, what is the category or the item that I should put in?
What do you mean?
Request review.
Okay.
I mean, you are.
What are you looking at?
Okay. Right now.
What are you talking about, the email or the text message?
The link you sent me, I think it's a YouTube, right?
Yeah, the YouTube link. Okay, so what the YouTube link is because you're going to have a customized tracking and reporting system, right, that you can see your results with us. So what the YouTube link does is it shows you, it just gives you a demonstration on how you'll log into your account, okay, to your client dashboard, and how you can go in and see what phone calls you've received through being listed on Google. It'll show you all the calls that you're getting from your Google profile. It'll show how many times your company came up in the search results. It'll also show, like, if you want to look at all your profile pages, like all the profiles, the listings that we have you on, you can see it on your client dashboard. So what that does is it shows you how to track your results with our program. Okay?
Okay.
That's what the YouTube link does. Now, the other text message that I sent you, I typed your name, the business name, and I need you to confirm that that's how you want the business name to read, as Sean's Hardwood Floor and Handyman Service, if that's how you want me to write the company name. That's how you want it?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Okay, awesome. Now, for the account, Sean, okay, I have your first name is Sean. What is your last name, Sean?
V-U, like, Sean is not my legal name, okay? It's only the business name.
Okay,
my last name is Wu.
Wu, V-U. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. You go by Sean, but I understand that that's not your legal name. I get it. Okay.
Yeah, my legal name is kind of hard for people to
What is your legal name?
Zoom.
Zoom?
So it's hard for you to pronounce it right. Zoom? Yeah.
It's okay. Okay. How do you spell it?
Yeah, my D-U-N-G.
Dung.
Like baby.
Okay.
D-U-N-G.
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 Yeah, yeah, G like George. Okay. No worries.
Yes.
Okay. Now the phone number that we're going to list for the business is 470-546-3922, correct? That's the number you want listed for clients to call you on.
Yes.
Awesome. Yes. Now, what's going to happen, Sean, Google is going to send out a PIN code to you in the mail, okay? The PIN code is going to verify your business. Yes, they're going to send it by mail. What address do you want them, Sean, to send it to? What address?
1290 Lockview, L-A-R-K, and view is the two words.
Lockview,
lock space view, lock L-A-R-K.
Got it.
Lockview Drive Southwest.
Okay.
The city is Lubbock. Three 0047. This is Georgia. You know that.
Yeah. No worries. Yeah. And it's Lilburn, right?
Lubbock, yes.
So I have 1290 Lark, L-A-R-K, View, V-I-E-W, and it's two words, and then Drive, Southwest, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay. Okay, 30047.
Yes.
Okay. Is that like a new community?
Lubbock?
Uh-huh.
No, it's not. It's very well established.
Oh, okay.
City, yeah.
And you said it's drive, right? Not court.
A drive.
30047. Okay, and what we're going to do, just so you know, Sean, the address will not show on Google. We hide the address so that way it doesn't show, okay?
Okay, okay.
Does it by chance ever come up as Covington?
Covington is close by.
It's close by, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, it's in the radius of 30 miles inside.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Awesome. Now, Sean, for the payment that you're making today, okay, today you're only paying $249, and I'm going to read that to you in a voice verification. It's going to go over your billing date, the price. It's going to also say that it's a two-month verbal agreement. So we just ask that you stick it out 2 months, but you're paying monthly, okay? And it's also going to state that if you decide you want to cancel the services or pause it, we just need you to call us 3 business days before your next billing is due, Sean, so this way they don't charge you, okay? So when I'm walking you through it, if there is something you don't understand, Sean, just say, what does that mean? So that way I can review it, explain it to you, and then rephrase it, okay? I want to make sure that you have a clear and firm understanding before we process your payment, okay?
Okay.
Okay. The card.
I have a question here.
Yeah, go ahead.
I have a question. Like I told you 2 days ago, I tried to open the account with Local Splash, right?
Uh-huh.
And I answer every questions, and it gave me the user's name, everything. Everything is accepted. And the next day I try on Google, and I didn't see anything happen. Yeah, I don't see my name, my company name, nothing. So,
well, yeah, because So what happened, Sean, okay, is what you filled out was like an information form, right? So that way we could reach out to you. So in order for us to create your account, we have to verify all this information with you and then find what package is best suitable for your business, okay? And then we have to process the payment, and then that's how we schedule the client interview.
But it's changed that you don't even see my
no, because
my
it
account,
goes
the one I
no,
got
sir.
To open.
Because it goes through our customer service department. So in order for you to create an account with us, you still have to speak with one of us, regional managers. So that way we can create your account.
Because I have put in something like when they ask question and they ask for like asking for the line, you know, I put in the some content about like the detail of the work and you know this and that, a lot of information there. Then now
exactly.
You don't see it. That's strange.
No. It's because, Sean, and I'll explain, okay, you filled out a request, right, and it's going to ask you those questions. So then it filters through our customer service, and then they send it for one of us to call you to offer you the different programs that we offer, right? So that's why I don't see your information because it hasn't been sent over yet. Although you filled out information, I have not received it. Does that make sense? So that's why my job...
Two days ago.
Yeah, I don't see your information here. And you went to localsplash.com?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't, this is why I'm asking you questions, because even though, see, we have businesses that will request information because they want to do marketing for their company. And even though they fill out the information, we don't have an actual account created for you. What you filled out was an information form to get information about our services. So they're going to ask you those questions so that they direct it to the right department. So you don't have an actual account with us to get listed on Google. You don't have an account created to get listed on Google yet. That's what you and I are doing right now.
So all the information that I put in, like when they give me the line to fill in, I fill in the three lines and descriptions. And then what else? Something like that. So by that you mean that website, how come they ask me all that question and then it come to nowhere, come to nothing? That is strange to me.
Okay. So again, I will explain. Okay. The form that you filled out, right? It asked you questions, you're saying, about like your services and all of that, correct? That doesn't mean that you did not create an account for Google. What you filled out was information requesting marketing services for your business, okay, with our company. So when they receive that information, it goes through customer service. And then they figure out what department to send it to. Okay? So I'm part of the department that handles pricing and details. And I speak with the business owners to see what program is going to work best for their marketing. Okay? You don't have an actual account with us. You didn't create an account. You created a form to fill information to get information on our services for marketing. That's what you filled out.
I understand.
So that's why there's not an account for you. Does that make sense now?
Yes. Okay.
Okay. No worries. I just want to make sure you understand. That's okay. That's what I'm here for, okay?
Yeah.
Well, that's why.
Yeah, no offense, but please be understanding that.
I am. Absolutely.
Nowadays, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so this is why.
Very scary. Okay.
It's okay, Sean. This is why, Sean, I send you everything in writing so that you see the package and the program that you're getting and the price, right? Because I got you the special rate.
Okay.
That I get for my family and friends. I don't ever use my rates, so that's why I asked my manager for the code, and that's why I sent it to you in writing so that you see it's $249 for you a month, okay? So that price is never going to go up on you because you're coming in at my rate.
Okay.
And then now you and I are creating the account with Local Splash so that way we can start creating your profile and your marketing for Google and your website and your directories. So we're going to be doing all of that for you. Okay. We're handling that part of the marketing. Okay. Now, for the payment, Sean, the card that you're using, is the card in your name? Does it have the business name or is it in both?
No, just my legal name.
So it's Dong Vu or Wu? You pronounce it Wu, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
No other middle initial or anything, just Dong Wu?
Yeah. No, Dong P Wu.
P like Paul?
No, T like Tom.
T like Tom. Okay.
Yes.
And is it the same billing address as well, Sean, as your home address? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. And, Sean, what kind of card is it? Visa? Is it a MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
It's a debit Visa.
Okay. And then what is the card number, Sean, when you are ready?
Okay, I'm ready. 4737.
Mm-hmm.
0230.
Mm-hmm.
8459.
Okay.
And 7933.
When does it expire, the month and the year?
0426.
Okay. And what is the CVV code on the back?
420.
Okay. So what I also want to do on your account with us, Sean, I want to put a security question. And the security question, you could either choose it to be your mother's maiden name. It could be the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you like your security question to be with us?
The city where I was born.
Okay. What was the city that you were born in, Sean?
C-U-A. O-N-G.
C-U-A-O-N-G? C like cat?
C-U-A space O-N-G.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, I'm not charging your payment yet because I'm going to first walk you through the voice verification. Remember, when I'm reading it to you, if there's something you don't understand, Sean, just tell me what does that mean so I can go back, explain it, and then repeat it, okay? I want to make sure that you understand clearly before we process your payment. Does that sound good?
Yes.
That
sounds good to me, man.
Perfect. So I'm going to turn on the recording, Sean, and it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you to ensure the accuracy of your order. Please state the name of your business.
Sean, Hard Work Floor and Handyman Service.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Sean Wu, owner.
Are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important, Sean, that you are actively involved in your campaign. So as a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are not related to Local Splash. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls, text messages, and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
Now, Sean, I want you to be aware, okay, that you might get a call from another company trying to sell you another type of online product. It is not Local Splash calling you. We will never call you to ask you, okay? We will never call you to ask you to spend more money than the $249 a month, okay? If someone calls you and says that you need to pay $5 to verify your profile, don't give them any money. Take down the phone number, disconnect the call, and you call us immediately, because that is not our company, Local Splash, okay? How you're going to know it's our company, all you have to ask them is, what's my security question? And they will hang up on you. That's how you know it's not our company. That's why we do the security question for you, okay? Now, Sean, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
I do.
Okay. And I do want to explain this anyways. What we're saying, Sean, is that before you do other marketing, just give us a call to make sure that we're not already including that service for you. We don't want you to spend more money if you don't need to. Okay?
I understand. Now. I do. Thank you.
Awesome. You are so welcome. Now, Sean, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, which is March 10th, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $249. So this will be a two-month verbal agreement. What that means, Sean, is that your next payment will be on April 10th, 2023, in the amount of $249, okay? Now, once
that
your term is...
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
Excuse me. Excuse me. That means next month you are going to charge me and automatically, right? For two
months. Correct.
And then so after that?
After that, then... It'll automatically, so once it completes the 2 months, right, from there, it will automatically charge each month on the 10th day, okay? So it's going to be an automatic charge each 10th of the month for $249. So you just got to remember, every 10th of the month, if you haven't paused it or you didn't cancel, it's going to automatically charge on the 10th of each month, okay? However, if you decide, Sean, and this is very important for you to hear, so today we're charging you $249, okay? Next month, on April 10th, you're going to be charged $249. That completes your two-month verbal agreement. So once you complete your 2 months, then it just continues to go month to month. So meaning every 10th of the month, you will automatically be charged $249. However, you may discontinue or pause your agreement at any time by contacting our client support. So the customer service number that I sent you, that's the number you're going to call if you decide you want to pause it or you want to cancel. We ask you to call us 3 business days before your next billing is due. So what that means, Sean, is if you're going to pause it or cancel it, you want to make sure you call 3 business days before the 10th so this way they don't charge you. Make sense?
Okay,
so just remember, you're going to call customer service 3 business days before the 10th if you need to cancel or pause the account. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you understand, Sean, and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
I do. I agree.
Okay. So what I'm going to do now, Sean, is I'm going to update your package and I'm processing the payment. In a couple of minutes, you're going to receive your receipt. We send it to your email and we're also going to send it to you in a text message. Okay. And I'm going to go over it with you in a couple of minutes. Now, the next thing we want to do is we want to schedule your client interview. So the client interview is very important, Sean, because you're going to speak with one of our technicians, and they're going to be talking to you about the website. They're going to re-verify the information that you and I verified because they want to make sure that I notated everything correctly. They're going to talk to you about your Facebook page. They're going to talk to you about the areas that you want to target. So your client interview, I would like to schedule it for today if you have time. What we're going to do is we're going to block out an hour. The client interview, you don't need to be in front of a computer. It can take between 30 to 40 minutes. Sometimes, Sean, it does take a little longer, but I want to make sure that we schedule it at a time that's convenient for you. If it takes a little longer, it's probably because you have more questions or, you know, more details, okay? So let me tell you the times that I have available for today, and you let me know if those times work for you, all right?
Anytime is good for me today.
Anytime. Okay. Awesome.
Yes,
well, let me tell you, Sean, today I do have an appointment. Let's see. I have an appointment today between 1 and 2. I also have an appointment, and this is your time. The time that I give you is in your time zone. So I have 1 to 2, 2 to 3. I have 4 to 5. I also have 5 to 6, 6 to 7. What time do you want, Sean?
I want the first one from 1 to 2.
1 to 2. Awesome. So let me do this.
Yes,
I'm going to send you an email for your client interview. It's a calendar invite. Okay? It's going to show you that they're going to, so they're going to call you today, Sean. Between 1 and 2 o'clock, your time. They're going to call you from an 877 number. So you want to make sure, Sean, that you answer all calls within that hour. Okay? Make sure you answer all the phone calls. Now, we're also going to send you this friendly reminder, okay, letting you know that your appointment is going to be in the next hour. Okay?
Okay.
And I'm putting in here that you go by Sean. So that way it makes it easier when they talk to you. And then what you and I are going to do, Sean, we're just going to go over a couple of notes so that my technician knows where to start from. Okay? So let me just send this to you, Sean Vu. I want to say Vu, but it's Wu, right? I keep saying it different. Okay. Now, let me send that. Awesome. So, I just sent you your calendar invite. Now, Sean, when we're going to list your services, this is what I put so far. Hardwood flooring installs, hardwood refinishing. What else do you want me to list? I know we were also talking about, where do my little notes go here? Because I also put some other notes. What are the other services that you want me to notate on here for you? You do trim, carpentry?
Yeah, carpentry, trim work, and I do tile work too.
Tile work?
Tiles, and I do the shower. I mean, like put in the new showers.
Oh, really?
Actually, yeah.
Like bathroom remodel?
Yes, everything except for the roof. I don't do roof and frame to the house. That I don't do. And every other thing, I do everything. So I don't know which one I should have. Carpentry work.
Tile work, trim work, carpentry.
Yes.
Do you do bathroom and kitchen remodels or not so much?
Yes, I do. Not so much, but I do. Yes, remodeling.
Do you want me to put remodeling?
Yes, please.
Okay. And I know you said residential only for now, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Now remember, Sean, in your client interview, if you want to add more services or any time that you're using our company for your marketing, you can add more services at any time. It doesn't cost you anything. Okay. So you could always make changes.
Yes,
and then now, Sean, how do I find you on Facebook? Because when we build your business Facebook page, what we're going to do, Sean, is we're going to create it through your personal page. No one's going to see your personal page, okay? But we create it through your personal page, Sean, so this way you have access to the business Facebook page, okay? So are you under, like, your legal name?
Another name, the name that my mom called me. So I don't know if it's... So when people go into my Facebook, they don't see my
see your personal profile. No, what they're going to see is your business one. But we created through your personal profile, through your personal Facebook page, so you have access to it, to the business one. No one's going to see your personal page.
Very good. Okay. That's very good. That's very nice.
So how do I find you on Facebook?
D like David. I E P P like ping pong.
Okay.
Space V U.
Okay.
That zip boo.
Okay. And then you have yourself listed in Georgia, in Lilyburn, or
yes. Yes.
Okay. Let me see if I could find you. Do you remember what your profile page looks like?
Yes. I do have the avatar, right?
An avatar? Oh, okay. So it's like an avatar?
Yeah.
Okay. Let me see if I could find
you. Just a picture.
It's a picture of an avatar. Okay. I see that one's not you. That one's not you.
Not many people with that one. How come?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
A lot of it? Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Yeah,
I'm going to see if I can find it.
My mom called me that.
You thought only your mom called you
that? Them that name, too.
Right? You're like,
yeah.
Hey, someone stole my name, huh?
Yeah. Their mom's smart, too.
Yeah, right? Aw. Vietnamese moms are so sweet.
Yes.
My daughters, daughters had, she wasn't like a nanny. She used to babysit them and she was Vietnamese. And my girls, when they were little, they would eat fish, shrimp, like all kinds of seafood. And everybody would laugh because they would say, your kids love seafood. And I'm like, well, yeah. I mean, the lady that takes care of them is Vietnamese. So, you know, that's what she feeds them. They loved it.
Yes. For most of Vietnamese mom, the kids are 90% of their life.
Yeah. Oh, and they're so sweet.
Yeah.
So I don't know, because I'm not finding your page, so I don't know if you could send me like a picture of it and respond to one of the text messages so that I know I have the right one, because I was trying to find it and I can't, there's so many of them.
You don't see it?
I don't see it, no.
Oh, yeah, hold on.
Found one, but this one doesn't look like yours. This one's actually, it's actually a woman. And then I see one.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I know that's not you.
You see one picture with me and my kids?
No, I
you
don't.
See the one that,
in
no?
case, just